Okay, you know, it was good, it's good to win today. I thought, you know, there's a lot of things we have to clean up, we got to get better at. But it was good to win. You know, we got change of momentum in the second half, I thought partly with the kickoff return, and obviously we made some plays defensively. But they did a nice job at the beginning of the game keeping us off balance and controlling the clock and field position. And but, it, you know, like I told our team at halftime, it shows kind of the resiliency of this football team. You know, they've been through a lot in the last 10 days and, you know, last couple years. And so we got some good fighters in this crew. So, questions.
Talk about how you've emphasized having more turnovers, and obviously you guys came through with that today.
Yeah, well, you know, I if we don't turn the ball over and you get turnovers on defense, you typically win. And especially if you score on defense, you win. So, you know, for us to get three and not turn the ball over, you know, I think that gives you a great opportunity to win. But, you know, our guys, you know, probably should have had four. We had a bad penalty there at the end of the ball game. But, you know, our guys keep battling and they keep going. And, you know, I think they're starting to feel comfortable in the things that we're doing defensively. So.
Kendrick said the number one thing for the defense was their patience at the end, and he credits Everson for doing things up front for him to get that pick six. What did you like best about them in the second half? Was it their patience?
Well, you know, they had us off balance. You know, they were doing a lot of shifting motion, line up here, run guys in, run guys out, and, you know, run guys a flat and run the ball the other way. So, you know, and you know, you prepare for it, but, it's unnerving a little bit. And so, but the good thing is that, you know, I probably settled down a little bit on defense and some of the calls I made and say, hey, we're going to play our normal stuff and we're going to go. And, you know, because I, you know, like, you know, they were excited, I was excited, you know, we're all going to try and have a great calls and all that stuff. And so it was more about, hey, let's do what we do and let's go play. And that's kind of what we did in the second half. But on that particular play that you're talking about, we had good pressure. I thought Eric made a good, you know, a great play. He had a good week of practice this week, intercepted a lot of balls. So, you know, I was hopeful that they would carry over to the game.
Mike, how did Sean do, if nothing else, just buying another week to get Sam?
Yeah, you know, I thought Sean did well. You know, one of the things I told him going into the ball game was, you know, you don't have to be anybody else. You just have to be yourself, and that's good enough to win. You know, you take care of the football, make the right plays, and I thought he did good. You know, and Sam has done a nice job getting ready as well. So, you know, we'll take it one week at a time and see where it takes us.
Do you guys huddle now and just got to decide what to do, or are you prepared to announce a quarterback for next
year? Yeah, we always huddle and decide what to do. There's so many other things, Mark, we have to fix right now that I can't wait to get with the coaches on tomorrow.
Coach, what about Diggs' play? You made key play after key play after key play tonight.
Yeah, Stephon is a great competitor, number one. He catches the ball well. He gets open. You know, he does a lot of the dirty work. We ask him to block. We ask him, you know, do a lot of different things. But I thought he played well today, made some very good catches. Actually, I thought Rudolph made some good catches. You know, the one that he dropped, you know, between the two helmets actually would have been a great catch. Thielen made a couple great catches on third down. And then I thought Patterson did some good things as well today.
Talk about Blair's inconsistencies. It seemed like he was on, but he kind of got it back again there.
Yeah, you know, it's disappointing. We missed the field goal and we missed an extra point. He's going to have to kick him through. So, you know, he's our kicker, so there's no question about that, but he needs to kick better.
Can you talk about what the Titans did to kind of key on Adrian Peterson and then what Sean Hill was eventually able to do to, you know, take advantage of that?
Yeah, well, that's part of it. You know, we're not going to play a game this year that they ain't going to key in on Adrian Peterson. So, and they had, you know, Casey's a good player up front. Rakpo's a good player. Morgan's a good player. They were physical at the point of attack, and they were physical at some times. And, you know, I thought there were maybe some more runs in there that we could have hit better, but we didn't. And you know, but that's going to be part of the deal. But it's also going to open up other areas. Guys are going to be, you know, there's going to be some open areas for Diggs and Rudolph and these other guys when they continue to do that. So hopefully we can keep moving and make them pick their poison.
Mike, it seemed like the momentum started to shift a little bit on that thing. It's the first third down, the third quarter, where Harrison, you know, makes that stop for no gain. Talk about just, you know, sending him in that situation and what he gives you?
Yeah, well, you know, he's a really good football player, and you know, I'm glad he's on our team. He does a lot of really good things, and, you know, and he's an all-around safety. He can blitz, he can cover, he can play the run. He can communicate well on the back end. You know, so I think you know, we're going to continue to find ways to use him.
Jets had the adjustment at halftime defensively was just to simplify things a little bit. Would you kind of characterize it?
Yeah, I think I basically said that, right? Just settle down and play, do our stuff, and let's go play. So, you know, and I had some bad calls in there today, too. So, you know, we just, you know, but maybe it's a good learning lesson for, you know, when teams do a whole bunch of stuff. And, you know, the more they do and the more you do, the more complicated the whole thing gets. And so, you know, and, you know, when you have an extra few days, you know, as coaches, we tend to decide, oh, this looks good. We should do this. We should do this. And I'm as guilty as anybody.
What happened with Xavier Rhodes, and is it anything different? Because it was called a hamstring, and I think now it's been called a knee.
Yeah, it's different. Yeah, he was stretching this morning and had something pop on his knee. And
anything long-term? Or,
you know, I don't know. He's going to get a scan tonight.
Like some of they called them stupid penalties, and ever since then, his was a selfish one.
Very, very stupid, very selfish.
When you see the veterans do that, less word, more word, what do you say to them?
Well, he knows now. I mean, you know, but, you know, the veteran players kind of talk to him about it, too. And, you know, when you know, Everson's a captain, he's got to think about, you know, that was a silly frustration penalty. You know, we intercept the ball, the game's over, and gives him an opportunity to win. But it would be a good teaching experience, and I'm sure that not only he will learn from it, but hopefully the rest of our football team will.
Does all that shifting from Tennessee's offense, I mean,
well, I mean, they run the same plays. It's window dressing, but, you know, we can't, but they have different, each week they're going to have different shifts in motion. So until you can get those down and get them understood, then, you know, it's going to be a little bit hectic at first. So that was a lot of my fault. But they do a good job with it, you know, and, you know, they've always, you know, wherever Malarkey's been, it's the same.
I know you do all the creative things, but is it hard to have your pass rusher doing that?
Well, you know what? That's part of it. It's, you know, there was his own pressure, and he was on the weak side. He had the back, and you know, that's just part of it. You know, you got to rob Peter, pay Paul sometimes. And yeah, he was in good coverage. The kid made a good catch. You know, so you know, but he, you know, in a lot of our blitzes, he drops.
Talk about just how far Adam Thielen has come. I mean, you know, now he's an integral part of the offense after working hard for several years.
Yeah, we, you know, Adam keeps making plays, and, you know, the more you make plays, the more you get a chance to play. So he made a couple good catches. You know, he had one on real third and long. He didn't quite get the first down, and the other one was third and whatever it was, and he got it.
Time for two more.
Does that just show your depth at wide receiver, that a guy like Jarius Wright was inactive today?
Well, you know, part of the inactive deal is, you know, we dressed 8 defensive linemen today. You know, there's a lot that goes into it. So there may be a time when we dress 5 wides, but, you know, it just each week's a different week.
Mike, Daniel's fumble recovery, then gets a touchdown, and then a sack. What do you like most about what you've seen in him, especially today, but maybe leading up to it?
Everything. I like everything I see with him. He's a tremendous athlete, works real hard, he's smart, he's tough, you know, he's got great length. You saw him on it after he picked the ball up, you know, what kind of athlete he is and how he can run. So, you know, it's part of his maturation to continue to keep using these tools that he has, and he keeps working on them. And, you know, Coach Patterson's done a great job with him and, you know, really with all our guys on the defensive line.
What has Cordero done to what has he shown you to get back with the mix offensively?
The things he's supposed to do to be a professional football player, to line up in the right place, to work hard, to catch the ball when he has the opportunity, to, you know, when you have the opportunity to make plays. And, you know, the harder it is, the harder you work, the harder it is to keep guys out. And for him, the harder you work, the harder it is to surrender. So, you know, that's what he's done. And so he's earned playing time. It hasn't been like, Okay, well, let's just put him in there.
Sean Hill will be in there shortly.